Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today, as 2012 ends, we're going to put a positive spin on it by taking a look at reasons why it was a good year in the region. But first, Congress continues to wrestle with a fiscal cliff crisis. The St. Louis Beacon's man in Washington, Rob Koenig, joins us for a few moments as the midnight cliff deadline looms. Rob, thanks so much for being with us. Do you have any good news for us?
Good morning, Don. Well, we've got 12 hours to go before the cliff. There's potential good news. I mean, both sides report some progress being made still behind the scenes in talks between Vice President Biden and the Republican Senate leader McConnell. I think that they pretty much agree on what the income tax rates would be. I mean, if there's no agreement, obviously everyone's taxes go up. But it looks as if it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $500,000 income, which would be protected from the increases. They're still negotiating things like the death tax and spending cuts. That is, whether the sequestration, that is the automatic across-the-board cuts, should go in right away or should be delayed 3 months or delayed a year.
Rob, how is the news getting to you and other reporters there with regard to what's happening? I mean, all of this is going on behind closed doors.
Yeah, most of it is just sort of filtering out as senators wander around the Capitol and they run into reporters and they tell them bits and pieces of what they're hearing. But last I talked to Senator McCaskill's staff, I haven't talked to her directly lately, she's still waiting. Some of the progressives in the Senate don't like what they're hearing. They don't like that $500,000 income level. But the question is whether they'd actually block a vote. Most people expect some sort of a tentative deal to be announced later this afternoon and a possible vote then late afternoon, early evening in the Senate. Now, the House is just sort of waiting to see whether the Senate passes anything.
Are you sensing any shifting amongst members of the Missouri or Illinois delegations? Are any of them indicating that perhaps they might change their views? They've been pretty hard line and pretty much along political lines throughout.
Yeah, I think certainly Senator Blunt, who's in the Senate Republican leadership, is pretty well in lockstep with the Republican position. So I think if Senator McConnell agrees to something, that Senator Blunt is likely also to agree. Senator McCaskill, she, you know, positions herself as more of a moderate. I think she has an open mind. Last I heard, her staff was a little bit pessimistic on a deal, but I think she'd take a hard look at it, and she's promised to at least talk to reporters about it once she knows the details.
And I guess we can assume that Senator Durbin is going to be right where he always has been with the president on this.
Yeah, Senator Durbin's comments late yesterday were pessimistic because he certainly didn't want any clause in the agreement that would affect future benefits for Social Security, as some Republicans had proposed. Now, that seems to be off the table now. So, but I think he'd go along with a deal that was agreed upon by Vice President Biden and the administration.
We have talked about this before, but with regard to Senator Blunt, I noticed with interest that he did the GOP response to the president's regular Saturday morning address. This guy really seems to be on a fast track down there.
Yeah, well, he's number five in the Senate leadership, in the Republican leadership, and he's going to stay that way in the new Congress. They've already had their elections. But, yeah, I think he's thought of as someone who's reliable and who can express the views of Republicans quite well. He'll move up also in the Senate Commerce Committee because of the vacancies that will occur when the new Congress comes in. I mean, that's one thing we haven't mentioned, is even though the fiscal cliff formal deadline is midnight tonight, in theory, this Congress still could act before noon on Thursday and make anything they pass retroactive to the 1st. So some people regard the real deadline as noon on Thursday, and that's when the new Congress is sworn in.
And that's the exact moment when it changes.
Yeah, in theory.
One final question I have, that concerns the future of John Boehner, given the lack of success that he's had in moving this thing along and his famous failure on Plan B. Do you think he's going to continue as Speaker?
I do. I talked to Congressman Lichtenmeyer of Missouri the other day, and he felt strongly that even though there was some dissension in the Republican ranks, that Boehner would retain his speakership. And that election will occur within the House Republican ranks in the next week or so. I haven't talked to Ann Wagner directly about that, but she's been fairly close to Speaker Boehner over the years. He helped her campaign, and I'm sure she will support him.
All right. Well, is there anything you want to add before we say goodbye and wish you a Happy New Year?
Well, I wish for people in St. Louis that we have a deal on the fiscal cliff. If not today, then and maybe tomorrow or even early Thursday morning. But let's hope something gets done.
We certainly do that. Rob Koenig, thank you so much. And again, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
That's Rob Koenig of the St. Louis Beacon. You can read his dispatches regularly in stlbeacon.org.